Welcome back, students, and those of you who've heard this show before. I'm glad you're still with me. First-time listeners, I'm particularly glad you've tuned in. I'm your host, D.A. Arliss, welcoming you to another new episode of the Guitar Technique Tutor Podcast. My goal as a guitarist and instructor with decades of experience is to raise the quality of my students' and all guitarists' playing level and understanding. So here I am, doing my part to spread the excellence, one guitarist at a time. Glad you could join me for episode 035 this morning, recorded on March 21st, 2011. How was your week? I can't believe I got up this morning and looked out and it was snowing and it's still snowing. And on Friday we were having 75 degrees here, and this is just shocking. I didn't see any news or weather at all yesterday, so I'm staggered to look out and see snow. Not that I mind, but it was a little shocking, little mind adjustment when I got out of bed. So how was your week? How's your guitar or guitars? I hope they're humidified. I heard no less than four of my students' guitars with that miserable dried-out buzz last week, so please take care of your axes. This is a year-round issue, and it's just the most dangerous in the height of the winter and the height of the summer when the air in many dwellings is at its driest. Have you played as much as you liked? Well, did you play out anywhere? Did you play any air guitar anywhere? When I was a young student, if I had to spend what I deemed to be an inordinate amount of time waiting around for something, I'd pull out my trusty hand exercise tools. I had the first generation of a Grip Master and something I don't think is available anymore called the Tough Touch Callus Builder, which is a sort of injection-molded plastic replica of the first four frets of a guitar fingerboard with frets and strings and all. It's one thing. I still have it. If I think of it, I'll take a quick picture and put it in the show notes. Anyway, I guess the idea of that was if you fingered this little portable thing, you'd toughen up your fingertips. I used it for exercise and to practice fingerings, which is something you cannot do with a Grip Master. By the way, if you have a Grip Master, be sure a physical therapist or your physician instructs you on how to effectively use it. It's very easy to strain your muscles and tendons with it, so don't overdo it with the Grip Master. Anyway, I'm not just rambling to hear myself think. I was beginning to mention playing air guitar. Well, there was all sorts of buzz in the British House of Commons on March 3rd when a member of Parliament was playing air guitar while someone was speaking. The air guitarist was seated directly behind the speaker, and the air guitar moves were plainly visible to the audience, and I guess they broadcast it on TV like we do on C-SPAN for our various houses of government. Anyway, the video was brought to my attention, and the best link I've seen on YouTube was accompanied by some great guitar licks. It's very funny. I think you'll enjoy watching it if you want to chuckle. Check it out. I will link to it in the show notes. What I guess I'm trying to say is if you're going to practice without a guitar, beware of your surroundings. That's it for today's intro. Let's move along to this week's Student Spotlight. In the spotlight this week, there are only four students, much to my chagrin. They are Arno, Julia, Olivia, and Rob. Several of you guitarists fell woefully short this week, whether your practice was anemic, or you disregarded something you were asked to work on, or other reasons. And that's really a shame. All the more, it's great to see the accomplishment of these four who continue to excel week after week. Listeners, the only way to master the beast that is your guitar is to play it, whether you feel like it or not, because when you play what's hard, or what you hate, or what you have failed at, and continue to persevere, you not only improve, but you understand that hard work is its own reward, and it becomes a cycle that becomes ingrained in you, and you seek to work on, fathom, and conquer the beasts and the miserable bits that turn you off to playing your instrument. There's nothing on earth that is going to give you the great chops that you want if you don't put in the time. It's just not going to happen. Sure, some people are a little more physically inclined to execute speed or have a longer stretch, and some have strong and obedient pinky fingers before they even embark on the rigorous training and strengthening of them when they become serious about playing. But regardless of one's natural gifts, putting the time in is the only way to master the guitar. And I hope most of you who are listening are setting your playing goal on nothing less than mastering the great instrument that is your guitar. It's a fabulous thing, and you who are so fortunate as to have guitars have the physicality to be able to play them and the mental acuity to play them. Shame on you for being lax and lazy and just thinking it's not necessary and that your chops are just going to stay there or get better without you applying yourself. That's ridiculous. Anyway, super work, you spotlighted students. I hope you're here next week, and I hope some of you who fell off the wagon this week will get back on it. Let's move on to this week's question of the week. Question came from a student, and it is about double-necked guitars. They were asking why anyone would have a double-neck guitar rather than just having two guitars. It's a good question. Very few people who don't perform, quote-unquote, need a double-neck guitar. They are heavy and garner a very high price tag. If you're on stage, though, and you need to switch between an electric and a 12-string, they are just the ticket. There are also some more customized ones that are two or even three six-string necks, but each neck is a different tuning. Again, if you have the time in your performance to switch from one instrument to another, that would be the first choice. We've all seen performances at which the artist has a few guitar stands with different guitars in them. It's not because the artist is showing off their guitar collection, I hope. It's just that they'll be switching guitars before they'll alternate tune and then retune the same acts while on stage or something like that. I'll put a few pictures of double necks in the show notes. The student who made this inquiry, I have a feeling, is probably trying to angle to acquire a double neck. He or she will remain nameless, takes every opportunity to get another guitar. Thanks for the question. It was a very simple one, but you know, someone else who's listening may have been wondering, especially if they're a neophyte guitarist, what in the world do you need a double-neck guitar for? Well, it's sometimes the same guitarist plays a lead line but is basically the rhythm player, and they have to just switch right in and don't have time to switch, or there isn't an extra guitarist, or they've got two chunks of the same song in two different keys, or one's in a key and then one switches to a mode. And for fingering purposes, they switch guitar necks and the guitar's alternately tuned so they can play the same fingering. Sometimes it's something like that. Sort of along the lines of when you put a capo on and then don't have to go through acrobatics to play chords in crazy keys, whereas if you put a capo on, you've altered the tuning of your guitar. It's kind of like that. Okay, well, thanks for the question. And don't forget, if you have a question you'd like me to answer in this segment, send it to guitartechnique@gmail.com or call and leave a voicemail on my biz phone. The number is on the website. If I use your question, I will be delighted to send you a Guitar Technique Tutor podcast pick. Now, here's this week's news. This week is from our buds at Taylor Guitars. I mean, do you think I could go a month without talking about Taylors? No. Do you think Bob has sent me a review guitar? No, but I'm still going to talk about them. I believe I've shot off emails to all of my students who play Taylor's about Taylor's roadshow events kicking off this month. If you are in the New York metro area, I hope you hear this in time, and if I know you, I've already contacted you, that Taylor's roadshow in the New York area is going to be tomorrow, March 22nd, at Alto Music in Airmont, New York. If you are a Taylor owner, if you're thinking of buying a Taylor, if you just like guitars, if you want to see and probably demo some of their great guitars, get yourself there. This is another year of guitar fun at authorized Taylor dealers across North America and abroad. The 2011 roadshow schedule does kick off this month, and it began in Tennessee, and there are more dates and more events in New York, Missouri, Connecticut, New Hampshire, followed by dates in Canada and along the East Coast. International roadshow event dates will be announced in the coming weeks on the Taylor website, and a lot of them are up already. This is the fifth year the award-winning roadshow brings guitar enthusiasts together with Taylor experts straight from the company's factory in El Cajon, California, for both product education and guitar playing. At each event, Taylor's roadshow team shares insights on the company's guitar-making process, the award-winning expression system pickup, and demonstrates how body shapes and woods affect tone. After the demonstrations, players are invited to take part in the quote-unquote petting zoo, an opportunity to play a variety of different models, as well as rare and custom build-to-order guitars. Admission to each roadshow is free, and each attendee will have a chance to enter to win the grand prize of a 2011 Presentation Series guitar. Now, a few episodes back, I spotlighted the Presentation Series, and they are phenomenal, phenomenal instruments. In 2010, Taylor brought the roadshow to over 190 in-store events in the United States and Canada, and held another 40 events throughout Europe and Asia. The Taylor Guitar Roadshow was awarded the 2008 Supplier Excellence Award from Music Inc. magazine in the category of events for putting, quote, the excitement of the company's factory tours into retail dealers across the country, close quote. So check it out. You know me and Taylor. I don't own one, but Bob, you should give me one for all the press I give you. Anyway, if you can get yourself to a Taylor Roadshow event, I am sure you're going to learn something. You're going to get to touch some very pretty Taylors. And it may be the catalyst in determining whether you would like to purchase a Taylor or maybe purchase another Taylor. Okay? That wraps it up for this week's news. Let's move along to the Take Note segment. This week is digital guitar magazines, for that matter, any guitar publication. More and more of us are reading from a device rather than a hard copy of print on paper these days, whether we're reading on a tablet, a notebook, a netbook, or a smartphone. I've begun receiving some of the magazines I usually buy at the store because I don't want every issue, but still have to find space for after I've read them, digitally. For the magazines I'm interested in, the full subscription price of the digital issue is less than what I'd spend on the selected hard copy issues I tend to buy during the course of a year. So now I have a format that's really portable, flexible, and doesn't take space. That's a big factor for me because I live in a tiny, tiny, tiny apartment. If you're seriously green, it saves on waste, too. I haven't done an exhaustive search, but there are some guitar magazines available as e-zines now. They are Guitar Player, Flat Picking, Premier Guitar, Interactive Guitar, and I'm sure there are others. Also, Mel Bay Publications is trying to make all of their books available as digital downloads, and they are already off to a very good start and offer quite a lot of them. If you take your tablet or netbook everywhere, or if you just prefer to read on a device than from paper, you should look into this possibility. You won't tear any pages or spill any coffee on these pages, and you can store as many as you like without having to clear off a shelf or take a bunch of them in a bag when you go out. I'll link to these publications in the show notes. That wraps it up for this week's segments of episode 035. Let's move along to the outro. Okay, episode 035 is at an end. Keep humidifying. Watch where you play air guitar. Congratulations, Arno, Julia, Olivia, and Rob. You are playing excellently. Get yourself ready for the Taylor Road Show. Check the dates in your area. Double neck guitars are exotic, expensive, and have their place in performers' arsenals of guitars. They aren't very practical if you don't play professionally. Love reading guitar magazines, but always forget to take them with you when you go out? Get the e-zines. Also, check out digital books from Mel Bay if you're a student. Students and valued listeners, I want to thank you once again for your time and for joining me for this episode of the Guitar Technique Tutor Podcast. I hope you heard something thought-provoking, instructional, and or entertaining. I will include links to anything I mentioned that you might like to explore further in the show notes. Don't forget that my website is guitartechniquetutor.com, GuitarTechniqueTutor.com, and you can reach me by email at guitartechnique@gmail.com. Please take note that there is no tutor in the email address. Don't hesitate to email me with your questions for the question of the week. If I use your question, I will be delighted to send you a Guitar Technique Tutor podcast pick. You can follow me on Twitter, where I'm Guitar Technique, or you can join the GuitarTechniqueTutor.com Facebook page. Links to both are on the GuitarTechniqueTutor.com homepage and podcast page. You'll also find links to subscribe to the podcast in a variety of ways, as well as to subscribe to the show notes by email or by a reader. If you're seeking expert, competent guitar instruction in Bergen and Rockland County towns in which I teach, such as Airmont, Allendale, Fairlawn, Franklin Lakes, Glen Rock, Hawthorne, Hohokus, Hilburn, Mahwah, Midland Park, Montvale, Oradell, Paramus, Park Ridge, Ramsey, Ridgewood, River Edge, Saddlebrook, Saddle River, Suffern, Tallman, Teaneck, Tuxedo, Upper Saddle River, Waldwick, Washington Township, Westwood, Woodcliff Lake, or Wyckoff, please contact me. Calling is best, and my phone number's on the website. If we can coordinate our schedules and you're a good candidate to learn to play the guitar, perhaps we can work together. Practice, have a great week, and until next time, I'm your host, D.A. Arliss, doing my part to spread the excellence, one guitarist at a time. Thank you.